This is Radio Nepal, IMSN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to remain alert as heavy rainfall is forecast tomorrow and the day after in different parts of Nepal. Nepal marks 23rd National Paddy Day and Rice Planting Festival. Former Deputy Prime Minister Paudal's remand extended by 3 days for money laundering investigation. And Pakistani strikes kill at least 36 people in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to remain alert and take necessary precautions as heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast in parts of the country. The authority warned of possible flash floods, landslides, riverbank erosion, debris flow and inundation in urban and Tarai areas due to increased monsoon activity. It advised people to avoid traveling along flood-prone rivers and streams, while residents in landslide-prone and riverside settlements have been urged to stay vigilant and move to safer locations if necessary. Security agencies, local governments and volunteers have been asked to remain on standby, while heavy equipment should be kept ready on vulnerable highways and roads for emergency response. The Special Court has granted the Department of Money Laundering Investigation an additional 3 days to keep former Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bisnu Prasad Paudal in custody for investigation in a money laundering case. A bench of judges, Naren Prasad Paudal, Hemanta Rawal and Umesh Koirala, issued the order on Sunday. The court had earlier allowed investigators to detain Paudal for 7 days in the same case. According to the court order, this is the second extension of his remand for investigation purposes. Paudal, who is also a vice chairperson of the CPNUML, was arrested in Surkhet on the 22nd of June and brought to Kathmandu. He remains in judicial custody while the investigation continues. The 23rd National Paddy Day and the Rice Planting Festival 2083 was celebrated by spreading fertilizer through drones and planting rice using machines. Ashok Kumar Chaudhary, coordinator of the House of Representatives, Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, inaugurated the festival by flying a drone to broadcast fertilizer in the paddy fields. The National Crop Research Center and the Crop Development and Agricultural Biodiversity Conservation Center held an event in Kumaltar of Lalitpur District today to mark the National Paddy Day and the Rice Planting Festival 2083 around the slogan Climate Friendly Technology, Self-Sufficiency in Paddy and Prosperity. Addressing the program, Chaudhary expressed the view that the government is moving forward to make the country self-reliant in food grains. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the Special Court against 9 individuals, including the Acting Chief Administrative Officer of Durgathali Rural Municipality in Bajang District, over alleged irregularities in a program aimed at identifying new tourism destination. The CIAA said funds allocated for the construction of a temple under the approved program for the fiscal year 2018-19 were misappropriated. According to the Commission's investigation, 4.5 million rupees had been allocated for the construction of the Bathpali Devata Temple in 26 Pathi Bhera, Rural Municipality 6 in Bajang District. As per a letter from the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation outlining the budget and program, Durgathali Rural Municipality was responsible for receiving and spending the funds, maintaining accounts, conducting audits and settling audit observation. The Commission has sought recovery of 2.2 million rupees from Durgathali Rural Municipality's Acting Chief Administrative Officer Makar Bahadur Mandal, Accountant Prem Prasad Paudal, 26 Pathi Bhera Rural Municipality Engineer Hikmat Rawal and Sub-Engineer Bam Bahadur Bohora. The CIA has also sought the recovery of the same amount from the former Vice Chairperson of the 26 Pathi Bhera Rural Municipality Radhika Kumari Ratala and Ward No. 6 Chairperson Mohanlal Beaker. Similarly, the commission said a case had been filed against Krishna Bahadur Buddha, chairperson of the Bathpali Devata Temple Construction Committee, secretary Joy Bahadur Buddha and treasurer Madhuli Devi Buddha, seeking recovery of the same 2.2 million rupees along with imprisonment under the Prevention of Corruption Act. The National Assembly on Monday endorsed a proposal to consider the appropriation bill received from the House of Representatives after Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Mwagale tabled it. Responding to lawmakers, the Finance Minister said taxes on the education, health and electricity sectors are meant to benefit citizens, while the progressive tax on private schools and a higher tax exemption threshold aim to support disadvantaged students and middle-income earners. Meanwhile, members of the National Assembly, the upper house of the federal parliament, have urged the government to prioritize agriculture and create programs to become self-reliant in food grains. Speaking during the zero hour and special time in today's National Assembly meeting, lawmakers urged the government to address the concerns of homeless quarters at a holding center, ensure adequate irrigation water, fertilizers and seeds for farmers during the National Paddy Day period, and respond to the demands of protesting farmers in Rasbiras seeking land ownership certificates. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरु सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415 1415 1415 1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Finance Dr. Swarnim Mwagale administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed chairman of the Nepal Securities Board 7, Gopal Prasad Bhatta, today. Following the oath-taking ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance in Simhadarbar, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Mwagale instructed the newly appointed 7 Chief Bhatta to work with integrity to safeguard investors' interests and ensure the security of the investments in the capital market. The cabinet meeting convened on 19th of June appointed Bhatta as the chief of 7. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. Pakistan launched airstrikes and sent ground troops into Afghan provinces along its border on Sunday, killing dozens. The BBC cited Afghanistan's Taliban government as saying at least 36 civilians, including women and children, have been killed and more than 160 others wounded, and it has condemned it as a cowardly act and a crime and atrocity. Pakistan's Information Minister Atullah Tarar said 29 militants were killed in strikes targeted at the hideouts, adding that the strikes were a response to recent terrorist attacks against innocent people. Pakistan has long accused Afghanistan of harboring terror groups that carry out cross-border attacks, a claim the Taliban government rejects. Kabul, in return, has previously accused Islamabad of carrying out unprovoked attacks in which civilians were killed, though Pakistan says it only targets militants. The two countries had agreed to a ceasefire last October following weeks of deadly clashes. Five people are dead following a shooting instead in northern Germany. The BBC cited a police spokesperson as saying two people have been arrested, one of whom is a suspect. Police said there is no further threat to the public. Large numbers of emergency personnel are at the scene. Police have advised people to avoid the area via their social media channels. Stead has a population of around 50,000 people and is west of Hamburg. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarshan provinces, at many places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at a few places in Madhes province and Koshi, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Strong winds are also possible at a few places in Madhes province and Tarai region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to remain alert as heavy rainfall is forecast tomorrow and the day after in different parts of Nepal. Nepal marks 23rd National Paddy Day and Rice Planting Festival. Former Deputy Prime Minister Poudal's remand extended by 3 days for money laundering investigation. And Pakistani strikes kill at least 36 people in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.